I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I watched a 2010 movie called Never Let Me Go. I already owned it on DVD. Okay, so Never Let Me Go is a very depressing film. That's something to know right away. The characters in this film all exist only to have their organs harvested and given to rich people. From the moment they're born until the moment they complete, as this movie calls it, that's all they will ever be. Okay, so Never Let Me Go is directed by Mark Romanek and is based off a novel of the same name by Kazuo Ishiguro. I've already read the book, but that was about 10 years ago, so I had to rewatch the movie this week to make it all come back to me. The screenplay here was written by Alex Garland, who has also written such excellent films as Annihilation and Ex Machina. He also wrote Sunshine, which I reviewed a couple of weeks ago. In Never Let Me Go, we're in an alternate sort of universe where we learn that medical science has been able to eliminate all kinds of diseases and suffering by finding a way to clone people so they can be used for parts to be transplanted into others. We're told early on the average life expectancy is now over 100, and things like cancer are just bad memories for the human race. This movie takes place in the 1970s and the 80s and follows three young clones who live at a boarding school for donors, as they're called. Our three characters are Tommy, Kathy, and Ruth. They all live at a school called Hailsham, and we meet them as children in the 70s. Never Let Me Go kind of spoils its own mystery in the first scene of the film by showing the young adult Tommy after an organ removal while the young adult Kathy watches over him as a nurse, or a carer, as they're called in this world. Never Let Me Go could have started out with our kids at this school and just let us figure out for ourselves that something is amiss, but that's not what it does. Anyway, we follow the lives of our three young people at Hailsham for a while. They all have their own adolescent drama going on as Kathy develops a crush on Tommy and blah, blah, blah. We're given little hints that this is not a normal boarding school, though, as the staff here seems a little afraid or even disgusted with the kids, and they're told fantastical stories about why they can't leave. A new teacher by the name of Miss Lucy, played by Sally Hawkins, arrives one day, and we can tell that she's troubled by what's going on. The health of the children is watched closely, and they're all given special medications and vitamins. One day, the children are all excited because a special sale is to take place for them. It's when they get to spend tokens they've earned for good behavior on things like toys and the like. It's a major event at the school, but when the sale comes, we as viewers and Miss Lucy see the items for sale are all junk. Broken dolls, missing parts, old discarded cassette tapes, thumbtacks, it's all just junk. One day Miss Lucy has had enough, and she explains to a class of the children that they will not grow up to be normal people who can get jobs or pursue their dreams. They exist only to have their organs harvested. The kids don't seem to understand, though. Now, at this point, I should tell you the book does give us more information, some of which the movie hints at. I know the book explains these kids are all cloned from the dregs of society. I don't remember the reasoning for this, though. Also, I can't recall if there's been any genetic manipulation outside of that, like if the kids have been bred to be extra docile or something. And maybe there was something like that in the book. I found it striking the other night watching this movie that none of the kids became distressed when Miss Lucy told them the truth, but maybe that's just how kids in this situation would really react, not understanding what the heck she's talking about. I'm not sure. Okay, so after this little incident, Miss Lucy is fired, and so no more Sally Hawkins in this movie. Then Never Let Me Go skips ahead from the 70s to the 80s when our three leads are now young adults. Tommy is played by Andrew Garfield, Kathy is played by Carey Mulligan, and Ruth is played by Keira Knightley. They've all been moved out of Hailsham and are now living at a sort of camp called the Cottages. This is where the young adult donors are given a little bit of freedom and allowed to live just a bit before they start having parts taken from them. Ruth and Tommy are now in a relationship, and this makes Kathy jealous because essentially Ruth stole Tommy from her. It's implied that she was able to do it by seducing him when Kathy was a little more prudish. Anyway, as the three are all moved into the cottages, they meet other donors from different schools around the country and learn their school was in fact the nicest out of them all. But there's a rumor going around at the other schools. Seems that some donors believe they can be granted a temporary deferral of a few years from losing their organs if they can prove to some high council or something that they're in love. This is interesting to me in that in a world as harsh as the one in this movie, I doubt anyone would be granted a reprieve just because of love, but these are young clones inventing any kind of belief they can in order to cling to hope. They know that they exist to be used up, but they're human, and it is human to hope, even desperately. I guess I won't spoil the rest of the movie from here other than to say that there is no such deferral program. These hopes are unfounded. Things only end one way for the donors in this world. They complete young, usually after their fourth donation, but sometimes after the third. All of our leads here will die in the same way, although it will take a little longer for Kathy as she is allowed to become a carer or a nurse for the other donors. Still, it's the same end for all of them, no matter what they do. Never Let Me Go is such an insanely depressing and kind of beautiful story, and that I think its essential point is about hope. These poor young people keep finding new hopes to cling to. They think that maybe love will be the thing that enables them to show quote-unquote real people that they too are human. When it's not love, it's something else. Have you ever been in a situation like that where you keep manufacturing reasons for yourself to hope for a good outcome when there was definitely none coming? I've been there plenty of times. I understand the impulse. Seeing these kids do this is enough to make one cry. A problem I had with Never Let Me Go, though, is its very premise. Watching this movie the other night, I simply could not believe any society would stand for what's going on in this movie. I don't care if we managed to get rid of cancer and enable people to live beyond 100, I still don't think that we would stand for a world where there are thousands of children bred in labs and then raised just so we could harvest their parts once they reach their 20s. Even having seen the worst in humanity looking at history in really just 2020, I still don't think this would fly. It's too grotesque, it's too wrong. Therefore, suspension of disbelief is essential when watching Never Let Me Go, and it can be a little hard to suspend that disbelief. I managed to do it, but maybe a little more explaining could have helped. We're told that cloning technology was developed in the 40s. Okay then, so imagine if it was something that came about like around World War II and people just sort of lived with it for decades, coming to regard the clones as soulless subhumans, which in fact they are viewed as in this movie. Maybe if this was something that started during a brutal time and then just continued, people could accept it. But whatever. Apart from that, Never Let Me Go is a high-quality film in all respects. The performances are especially strong. Carey Mulligan I liked the best. I have to say that I prefer Carey Mulligan to her lookalike, Michelle Williams. Never Let Me Go shows how good she can be. She's eternally forlorn in this movie, holding back emotions. We feel as though she could burst into tears at any moment, but she doesn't. Andrew Garfield in a pre-Spider-Man dramatic role here is also good as a strong-willed Tommy. He has to fight back against anger and does finally lose it toward the end when he learns there is no hope after all. The dynamics between him and Carey Mulligan are the heart of this movie. They've been in love this whole time, but he's been distracted by Keira Knightley. She, by the way, also gives a good performance. Ruth is a bit manipulative and kind of cynical. It's as though she's known this whole time how terrible their world is. Never Let Me Go was directed by Mark Romanek, who also directed several huge music videos back in the 90s, and I guess even on into today. Let's see, I remember his video for Closer by Nine Inch Nails. He did Lenny Kravitz's Are You Gonna Go My Way, Michael Jackson's Scream, Beck's Devil's Haircut, Johnny Cash's Hurt, and a million others. This guy is like the greatest music video director of all time, and yet he hasn't done many movies, although I will note he did direct One Hour Photo. He does a good job here too. Never Let Me Go is slow but doesn't drag. It's somber but not oppressive. It looks good. This feels like foggy old England. Romanek does a good job. Never Let Me Go is one of those little movies that no one remembers but should get a new look. It's got very talented people behind it, and it's also got an excellent cast. It's based off a well-regarded novel, and it's got an interesting premise, which admittedly, again, should have been explored a little more to make it easier to swallow. I started out talking about how depressing this film is, and I sometimes need a film like that in my life. Something that will make me completely miserable. I love being depressed. And that's why I give Never Let Me Go a 3.5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.